This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twin innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe, the Chef, Jeff Rosenberg.
Oh, this train's about to go off the rails. Choo-choo.
Yes, choo-choo indeed. And you know her best as Dame Von Dutch. That's Anna Rosenberg.
Yes, it's me.
Cool.
Guys and dolls, any new listeners out there, this podcast is all about creating those inventions, coming up with those million-dollar Shark Tank-esque ideas. They should give us our own Shark Tank, Jeff. That's what I think.
Yeah, maybe we call it something cool based after maybe our mascot from high school, the Dragon's Nest or something like that. Well,
I actually think it started as a Canadian show called The Dragon's Den, believe it or not, and Mr. Wonderful was on it. That was the precursor. The
nest. Dragons don't have nests. They have dens.
We could call it Rosie's Pit of Hell.
That's something. I mean, maybe once this AI video tech comes out, we can just prompt it, and then it'll come out with the whole show for us.
And that's interesting. And maybe it can even create our designs and be a proof of concept when we're pitching these to the investors.
It's what we call passive income, what we've been looking for this entire time.
Well, I'm actually looking for a direct-to-consumer product that I can monetize and scale.
DTC, yes, of course.
No, it's DTC. And, you know, I think on this episode I have one that's going to blow you away, literally.
That's interesting. I'm thinking sales. I'm thinking spring. You have my brain percolating already this early in the podcast, which is super fun from this side of things.
And I hope the nation's brains are percolating as well. We have a big banger of an episode coming out today. And first, I'd like to talk about my plant-based non-nicotine vape, the Ripple Plus.
Wait, Dave, you didn't even let me know that you had it.
That's thin as paper. Right. I haven't seen anything.
Are you having
that
fun
before.
With it? Are you enjoying it?
You know.
Yeah. Well, oh wait, I noticed that you have
a
regular
vape. So you got to be positive about it.
You have a regular vape on your lap, I'm noticing.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of switching between a nicotine-based one and a plant-based one, but
so
that's
not really helpful, Dave.
Well, pitch the plant-based
one. In theory,
one.
If you're taking the same amount of puffs total, then you're cutting your nicotine puffage in half.
Unless your puffs go double.
Yeah, you're just doing double puffs. That's definitely.
Well, yeah, that's a fine point. So this is the power-based one, Jeff. There's different energy-based ones, calming, relaxing ones. I bought the set of six. So far, the power-based one
is...
Is that what you were blending today?
No, I wasn't blending anything. Huh? What did you say, Jeff?
So that's like a... I think I also said blend, actually. Like, or it's a poo-poo platter, kind of a tasting plate. A blend of what they think that scent is. Obviously, I used to be in the scent world. if longtime listeners recall, we like to call it little oil, not big oil, little oil.
Mm. If you were in the scent world, then you would know Jeremy Fragrance.
Is that Stephen Fragrance's son?
No, I'm not sure of that, but Jeremy Fragrance is the only influencer who wears all white who follows the teaching of Jesus Christ. He's a great influencer.
What are you talking about?
Dave missed, we obviously missed the JC craze of early TikTok.
To be clear, he wears all white, and that's kind of his trademark.
I do know who he is, actually. I've seen the videos.
I would love to run into him. Have you ever run into him? If I lived in the city, I'd be looking for him Andrew Dice Clay.
They call me the Prince of Soho now these days in the past couple of years, post-COVID. It's a name that's been catching on. So I do walk around that kind of popular neighborhood a lot. I have seen him, two or three times.
You've seen him?
Yeah, we chat, get lunch every now and then.
No way. You're lying. You're yanking
me
my
and his
chain.
Father. No.
If I was in that big New York City of yours, I'd want that guy that comes up to people and asks them how they met. You know, that guy.
Oh yeah. You would want to tell him about how we met.
Yeah, so I swiped right on her profile picture.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'd tell it a little cuter than that. You were really excited when we met, Dave.
I screenshot the pictures, printed them out, put one in my wallet.
I mean, that is kind of cute in a certain way.
It is cute. It is cute.
I remember the first time, it feels like the first week you guys were dating, where you came to the Bear Garden, the Spritzen House there in Greenpoint.
Yeah. And what were your thoughts?
He was just showing you off, like, you know, the brand new car on the lot.
Brand new babe on the block.
Yeah, and I remember you being pretty steely and cold to me, if I recall correctly.
It doesn't sound like me, but
inside, he's thinking, my brother's gonna get stolen.
Someone's stealing my brother, and I can't do nothing about it.
No, it's okay. It only took you about a decade to get over that, and really
get over it.
Burn. He hasn't gotten under it yet.
Yeah, now he knows that I'm just here taking care of his little brother, keeping him warm.
She shaves my back
for you guys. I think that's great. Obviously, I don't mind taking care of Dave. Dave actually takes care of me a lot more than I take care of him, I'd say, at the end of the day.
Being the older brother.
Obviously, I did get the wheelchair that one time, lest we forget. Long-time listeners out there, I procured a wheelchair when Dave had, I believe, a sciatic nerve malfunction.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that was
a wheelchair
one.
I couldn't sit in.
Yeah, it didn't fit. I couldn't sit down. You didn't do anything to really help him get around.
Well, he rented it, too, for an hour.
And it was our problem to get back, too.
Yeah, so we had to get it back and then pay for
it. You have to put 2 quarters for the wheels to move.
Oh, remember when
that's kind of a nice little scam.
The car driver was trying to get the wheelchair into the car, and it would not fold.
Well, that's why Dave wants those standing cars. What was that pitch from last week for long-time listeners?
Yes,
short-time
Jeff,
listeners,
go 90.
Really. Go 90.
Go 90.
Maybe go 180, though.
No, it's go 90. And any new-time listeners should check out that episode. A lot of people are saying it's an instant classic, and we can't wait for you to spread that good word, that gospel. Hallelujah! what else? I had something I was just about to say, but I can't remember. Don't you hate when that happens?
I came home. Yeah, in the meantime. This isn't really do you smell that?
Oh, yeah. We haven't done those in a while.
Yeah, well, because you got COVID fog.
Beef of the week. Beef of the week, of course, is a segment of the show where we like to air out our grievances with society, with each other, sometimes with the nation. Jeff, I open up. The pig pen, the mud pit, to your grievances.
Yeah, and it's not entirely a grievance, but it's just kind of, you know, like weird, just weirdness, you know? So come home, in the mail, there's a handwritten envelope addressed to me with a handwritten letter inside, right?
Yeah, go on.
And I open it up and I like have a mini flashback to this like kind of happening like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
But it's like religious. It's religious. It's like from like an elderly woman in the neighborhood, because I think I have like neighbors, the PTs for longtime listeners out there, are part of the religious kind of sect, if you will.
Okay.
Maybe they were like this.
You're
like
part of a piss cult?
I think that's called Skull and Bones. Mm. Well, it's a burn if you've rewatched recently. The Good Shepherd, Matt Damon, classic Matt Damon movie, spy movie.
Jeff, if you tell me what you're watching, then we can have a chance to talk about it. I haven't seen this movie in years and would love to give it a watch.
I thought you said you don't like to watch movies you've already seen, Dave.
Well, if I don't remember them, and I don't even know if I've seen this one, if I'm being honest with you.
You may not. I mean, it's neither here nor there. Want me to read the letter?
Yeah, sure.
Dude. Let me show it to you first.
See if you
could
find the first one.
Oh, God, it's long. Oh,
scary.
Scary,
right? Well, so it's. Yeah. I believe it's from an older woman, so maybe less scary.
That's what you think. Okay.
Should you post this to the gram?
It says Mrs. Maybe the and then her last name.
Well, all right.
Like she signs it. All right. I live in the neighborhood and due to COVID-19 have not been able to visit face to face. All right. We're doing volunteer work that is being done in over 200
lands
worldwide. Yeah, not it's like lands worldwide. What? I'm pretty sure that says lands. Okay. All right. We encourage all people to look to the Bible for true and reliable answers for the problem we all face. The Bible is a sacred book that not only traces man's history from the start, but also provides genuine hope for the future. That's kind of nice, actually. It answers these questions, ! And these are underlined, actually. The how, the why, and the what. How did suffering begin? Then it says, read Romans 5:12. Why humans rule has failed to fix our problems. That's from the good book of Jeremiah 10:23. And then what God will do to address the situation. That's Revelations 21:34.
Scary. Okay.
The Bible provides genuine hope, a permanent solution for mankind's problems. We encourage you to visit our official website at jw.org. So it actually sounds like she might be just a brand ambassador.
It sounds like, it sounds like you got a handwritten. Are you sure it's handwritten or is it just like
it's handwritten.
Yeah, so in
this
that case.
A Jews for Jesus type of deal.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm just saying it seems like, you know, yes, if you believe it's from an older woman, it's just like you got a handwritten advertisement for her right. group.
Well, you know, I had a much different idea of how I felt about the letter when she left the URL, which sounds like a pretty decent URL.
It does. Okay. It is an organization. So less creepy because it's like accredited.
I don't know. Right? I just think you get so many solicitors.
It's good marketing. You know, it's boots on the ground, guerrilla marketing, and I love her style. I love her effort, and I love her. You'll probably sign up on this website and end up giving them $30 a month for not knowing what.
No, for sure. Yeah. And I'm actually spreading the good word right now.
Yeah.
So maybe mission accomplished, Mrs. Beep.
There's this person, like, who works for one of my uncles who basically, the way he got the job was he was emailing CEOs just, like, blind, you know what I mean? Being like, hi, like, I would love, you know, to buy you coffee and, like, get your advice or, like, you know, if you would speak with me by phone or whatever, just to get your advice, you know, whatever. And, like, my uncle is one of the people that responded to this. And I feel like it's like, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Send an email to a random CEO.
Your uncle was the brown noser or the nose that was getting browned?
He was the nose getting browned.
What is that?
I don't know. He was the browner. He was the one doing the browning.
No, he's the noser. He's getting browned.
No, the noser is.
The noser doesn't get brown. The
no, I guess
gets
there's
brown.
The nosy.
He's the noser because he's the one that's saying, oh, that's cool. So this is similar to Dave. I believe you got the job at Funny or Die because you went in there with a bunch of cupcakes laced with laxative.
Yeah, dude, it was a College Humor stunt. Go into the Funny or Die office and make everyone fucking crap themselves in a day. Film it on a GoPro.
BuzzFeed gets all the clicks at the end of the day.
They sure do. I wonder if they're still holding strong. Hodor.
No, I just read something the other day. They're done. They're gone. I guess the Try Guys were from them, and then they all just, you know, kind of like the big name.
The Try Guys?
Huge, apparently.
What? That's like a website?
I think it's like a group.
The Try Guys?
Like, they do like, some sort of stunt, or, like, they're, like...
Like, the Dude Perfect guys do the tricks and
maybe,
shit.
Yeah. I think on the other end of that spectrum.
Right.
More geek freak shit.
Yeah, I don't see any of that shit anymore, but I also don't go on Facebook, which is where I would have seen it.
I feel like you're on Facebook all the time.
No, I actually deleted all my friends, and I'm trying to... It's just like a dummy account, basically, and I need it for...
Didn't they cancel your original one? For,
yeah, they
suspected they, it got they, hacked.
Something like that.
No one makes 80 fan pages in a single day.
For freckled women.
Freckled asses.
What does that mean?
Ugh, he had all these weird like accounts ass. That he was like posting.
And I had hundreds of thousands of followers on certain ones of them.
Wait, was the freckle thing because you have freckles and you were trying to do it?
No, Jeff, it's a popular subreddit. Get used to Reddit. Get used to posting shit on Reddit to Facebook, automated Reddit's using about tools
to
be, like,
you know, the
Zapier.
IPO. It's really going to turn to
Jeff,
shite.
I know about the IPO. I listen to CNBC for 12 hours a day. How do you think I do buying times at 3 in the morning when Anna's sleeping?
Right. Well, but that you don't think that'll be a kind of a Facebook goes public moment where the whole thing is ruined? Because it's lost in the sauce. Now all of a sudden they need to make money. The thing gets worse. And the reason
it's
good
already
is,
ads on Reddit.
Yeah, but you know it's got to get worse because now they have to make it.
It's sort of like your what Quora, was it? Yahoo buying Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not really sure what you guys are talking about, but I'll take your word for it. And, you know, I hope you guys are glad that I'm back on the pod after quitting last week.
You quiet quit?
Yeah, I did quiet quit. You know, I've learned that, you know, we shouldn't record the pod on days when I'm having a bad day.
Like, so then looks like we're not going to be recording any episodes anytime
soon. A bad day, you know, on the day we recorded. And it's just like, you know, if anyone tried recording themselves talking on a day they're having a bad day, I would, you know, love to see what that sounds like for you. It's you know,
Anderson
isn't
Cooper,
that what
does
the
it?
Entire Bravo network is based off of, though?
Yeah, it's being your true.
Not really, Jeff, but an astute observation all the same. Like, no. And you know what? You love Bravo, so like, don't try to act like, you know.
I wasn't saying it was bad. I was just trying to make a.
It's all about owning what you do. Okay?
Yeah, I hate when people say like Bravo is like their guilty pleasure. It's like you feel guilty about enjoying like a very popular TV show. It's like, shut up, be proud. Be proud of the things you like.
Let that freak flag fly.
Yeah, it's like I'm not guilty about any of my pleasures. They're all.
I'm guilty of some of my pleasures. Jeff, you actually had a guilty pleasure sort of fad where you used to poop in hot tubs, right?
No. Stage fright. You don't have to stage fright, Dave.
No, I was just telling Dave the other day, he's such a natural performer.
I wish that he
would fucking perform and do stuff locally. Right. Like, people would love to see him, and he's so
Portland's
funny.
Hottest redhead.
Yeah, why not? Other people are doing comedy here.
Dave,
why aren't they
real
fucking doing
Dave,
it?
Portland's fattest loser, Dave.
Why don't you do a I was actually thinking about this on my walk back. It was almost like I wish I had done it, you know, in the day, is the comedy tour bus. So you're doing the tour, but it's actually someone who's making funny remarks about the area, you know. We've definitely gone on the awful version of this, which was like the haunted bus tour that we went on where we got stuck in traffic. And the woman, instead of telling us ghost stories, asked anyone if they knew any, like, how to host. She was asking someone else to host Friends Trivia.
Why? Is she nervous?
Because she didn't have any, like, she had a very, like, you know, like, she had a set.
A tight hour.
Timeline of material. Not even, like, a tight 20. And then didn't know any other. It was almost like she was hired for the job and she wasn't actually the woman whose name was on the side of the shuttle bus. But you do that for a comedian, and maybe they're making fun of the neighborhoods or something like that. You know, tasteful.
Right. Tasteful. You can't go, what do they call it, blue?
Yeah, I mean, you could, yeah, maybe there's a blue bus, and then a non-blue bus.
I love it, Jeff. Did you watch Curb the other night, by the way? It was really funny.
No, I'm not caught up.
Well, Richard Lewis, rest in peace, is basically doing like his stand-up during like AA meetings, and it's very funny.
Really?
Yes. Love Curb.
Love him. Rest in peace, Jeff.
I can't see too well here. Are you wearing a Bob Ross branded smock, or what's going on here? I know how you like to paint porcelain that you bought on fucking Sheen. I don't even think they have a .com. It's a .Korea. KR.
Oh, God, Jeff. You know, I'm actually wearing a work shirt. Thank you for noticing. And, you know, I am a corporate woman in tech.
Isn't that a filter you could use on Zoom where it just puts a collared shirt on you? It does the background, the foreground, everything but your mouth and eyes.
Yeah, I wish something like that existed, because I do have to dress up, you know, in a nice outfit anytime I'm going to be on camera, of course, you know, because when you're working remotely, you know, I don't tend to dress up most days. I'm kind of just in a...
You really only have to dress up with Zoom. Dressing down would be wearing shoes.
I think I have really upped my style game in recent year, I would say. Years, okay. Years. Since we've been here, I would say. Like, Maine has allowed me to really, like, spread my wings as mm-hmm. You know, a Portland 11. I would say that
for sure.
This is a place where you can kind of wear coats most of the year.
Yes, and you have a plenty of coats.
Yes, I have a lot of different coats.
Jeff, maybe 15.
So yeah. Many fine coats.
Takes up a lot of room, actually, believe it or not.
Well, it's true. I want us to Marie Kondo and get rid of stuff.
We do have the big closet, but we're having problems with the big closet that I don't want to get into. Maybe if you subscribe to our Patreon, you can hear all the you can hear all the ins and outs of what my closet looks like. I keep trying to buy hangers because I want them to all be the same hanger. Right. It's a bit of a pet peeve of mine, just having hangers of different colors.
Well, it's a slippery slope. Types. If you have space, you're going to fill it. Humans are a lot like water, or really like a cancer. They'll fill any hole till it starts.
Well, you know the problem is, like, and this might sound bizarre to you, but I feel like sweatpants take up so much room in a drawer that you have to
Dang, hang. You just said it right.
You have to hang them.
Drawer. Because sweatpants are too thick, hard to store sweatpants. You need thinner sweatpants.
Yeah, in the drawer.
Not true. Not untrue, Jeff. But I do like a big, bulky sweatpant.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, okay. Hey, you know what's a random thought that I wanted to ask you guys that I don't think I've ever asked either one of you before? Is have you guys ever gone to any cool concerts before?
Yeah, I went to see Rihanna and Eminem, which was kind of cool. You know, 2012, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how did you acquire those tickets? Look at what your phone's doing.
Yeah, you just buy them, man. You just buy them on Live Nation. Check out Live Nation, ticker LV on the NASDAQ. This is a long-term investment here, actually.
What made you want to buy tickets to go see Rihanna and Eminem? I feel like you wouldn't do that in present day.
Well, you know, it was a date of some type, I imagine.
Oh, really, Dave?
Date of some type. I didn't buy the tickets, so if that makes you feel any better.
Is this a co-pitch?
A co-pitch? No, we're not pitching ideas yet.
No, okay.
Ida was just asking us a question. What was our favorite concert or one of our favorite concerts?
Yeah. It seemed like the intro to an idea.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. So what's your favorite concert?
I went to Swedish House Mafia 2015 to 2025.
I was there, dude. That was sick. I changed my answer.
Whoa, what? Well, I mean,
it was like bow, 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 bow,
I mean, but wait, I don't really mean, I didn't say funnest or whatever. I said coolest. Like, what's the coolest one? And I guess Rihanna's a pretty cool one. But Swedish House Mafia, is that cool? Or I feel like everyone in New York's been to that.
Depends what your definition of cool is, man.
Did you ever go to anything cooler than, I should ask?
For sure, Dave. You and I went to, I believe, what was that band that we saw play? TV on the Radio.
Yeah, we saw them at Radio City. You never heard of TV on the Radio?
No, I thought you guys were going to say a bunch of cool things.
Yeah, well, Jeff, Mark, and I, our first concert was actually seeing RZA and GZA at Toad's Place. Jeff, I don't know if you remember that.
That's pretty cool, Dave.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What other people did you see at Toad's?
At Toad's, we saw Third Eye Blind.
Wait, why didn't you mention that? Yeah, Jeff, Swedish House Mafia.
I was in the back room.
I don't think I was there.
I was in the back room after the show. I don't know how I got there, you know. My age, my jawline, I could walk through any door, any velvet rope. And I was talking to this guy. He was like, how do you like the show? And I was like, yeah, it was pretty good. You know, whatever, man, you know. And turns out he was one of the guys in the band.
Wait, is it a cover band, though? Or?
No, it's not a cover band, Jeff. It's Third Eye
Blind. So you told one of the guys that in Third Eye Blind that you thought the show was, like, meh, basically?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it was fine. You know, it was a little loud for me, to be honest.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I think
concerts are too loud. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of get what you mean.
Did we talk about the Shrek brain at all?
Nas.
We did.
Nas was pretty cool. I saw Nas.
Oh, really?
Nas, that's a pretty cool one.
Where did you see him? Jingle Bells 2007.
I went to Jingle Bell, and I saw Rihanna and Chris Brown at Jingle Bell or Jingle Ball or whatever. Yeah,
Jingle Ball.
You were one of the bystanders that didn't call the cops.
Well, they were performing together on stage. It was actually kind of awesome. This was many years ago, of course, before all that stuff happened. But, you know, speaking of controversial concerts, I also...
Probably during.
One of my first concerts, I don't know if I've even talked about this before on the pod, was that when I was like 16, I got free tickets to go to R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet. R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet.
Wow, that must have been awesome.
In Newark. It was actually kind of awesome because it was there's this Australian guy who was 3 years older. He was 19, named Toby. He was staying with...
Oh, hot name, dude.
Okay, so like a friend of my family. He was staying with a friend of my family, right? And what he really wanted to do was take my friend, the girl in my family friend, to... the concert. She was older than me and she was like so cute and I was like so like dorky like when I was like 16, you know, not like really cool like now.
Yeah.
And she and he wanted to take her but she couldn't go for some reason, so she was like, take Anna. And he was like, okay. Like, and we actually
How
had
old
fun.
Is this
he
guy?
Was 19 and I was 16.
But it wasn't like a date.
It wasn't like a date. No. It was just like going. And we were actually laughing. It was actually kind of fun. And then we went to the concert. He was like an intern for like some music group, which is how we got the tickets. It was like, we were like in the front row. It was so crazy. People were going nuts for him. This is before like
nuts for who? R. Kelly or your guy?
This was in literally like 2005. No, not for the guy I was with.
Toby.
The intern Toby. But he was Australian. I was like so like excited to be there with him.
Their thinking's upside down.
He could drive. So then when we were leaving, he lost the car, like literally.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, that's what he wanted you to think.
Well, we walked around the parking garage for like fucking hours, not able to find it. It was like.
Neither of you could remember the general direction.
This was like pre-Waze. This was literally like 2005. Like there's like no fucking.
Too dope.
You're lost in the garage though.
Garage?
Yeah, lost in the garage for literally hours.
Garage is harder than a
not
lot.
Not to be confused with the garage for short-time listeners, my pitch from last week.
Garage.
Mobile garage, that's pretty much kind of like a U-Haul on demand. Think of a pod style life where maybe you have your winter clothes are in there. Maybe the rake that you only need during fall is in there. So you're not storing that 24/7, 365.
Yeah, we know.
You're storing it 24/7, call it 65.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, even that's too much. You know, you probably need to go to it once a month. Get your lawn mower.
It comes to you, Dave. You don't have to go to
right, it. That's right, the whole right, point. Right, right. I get it.
Pretty fun. It's like going to your own tag sale or stoop sale where all the stuff that you want is already
here. We didn't like the idea that much last week, and we definitely don't want to hear it again now. No offense.
What if, actually, wait, quick twist on the idea. Just hear me out. You have a shared one with your block. You know, it's like a HOA.
Now you're speaking my language.
You know, it's a
because that's when the real tax sale happens. The bartering happens.
Well, because all of a sudden, not everyone needs
a lawnmower.
I was thinking more along the lines of like Apple Vision Pro.
No, that's not a good example.
You know, it's almost, yeah, it is. It's a timeshare for a piece of technology.
A weed whacker is a good example. That's what you're storing in the garage. You're not storing your Vision.
Right, but now you're all of a sudden you're sharing that thing. So the cost, you're not paying for the Apple Vision. It comes with the plan.
So
you get it on Tuesday from 6 to 12.
All right. It's an added value is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's excited for St. Paddy's Day?
St. Paddy's Day is coming up. We got the Oscars on Sunday. Check out my Twitch for my Oscar picks. Get your bingo cards ready because I'm about to go haywire on you fools.
What will we do for St. Patrick's Day, young
man? Well, I don't know if the nation knows this, but we're also doing a dry march. So we will not be.
I say fuck that. I'm tired of fucking trying to be healthy. I'm just going to go on Ozempic.
Yes, dude.
And I'm going to drink whatever I fucking want. I don't think Ashley could
drink. She's going to drink.
But whatever. Fuck it.
Get up, drink. Wake up, drink.
Is St. Paddy's Day the same as Easter? Are those things related?
Oh, my Lord, Jeffrey.
No, they're not.
You need to brush up on your religion a little bit. Have you ever read the Bible?
St. Patrick's Day is always on March 17th, and Easter is on different days. It's like the last Sunday of the this and that.
For those who don't want to read the Bible but just want to pay for the study, go to jw.org.
You should ask Mrs. Hadavan or whatever her name is about what day is Easter and why. I thought we were going on a cruise maybe on Easter.
Yeah, let's go to Bermuda, Jamaica. Oh, you gonna dig it. Before Anna starts picking the wax out of my ear, I'd like to introduce
doing.
Three disgusting minds.
I thought she was lighting a candle for the room.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I've heard that candles are bad for the environment. You know, you're burning oil in your home. It's just not good to breathe in.
I think it's more bad for your own environment, I guess. You're breathing in your lungs.
Give me a break.
Yep.
Everything's bad for you these days when really the microwave's the number one thing in your home you've got to be afraid of, not the harmless candle.
Well, you're not wrong.
Tell them.
And we'll go into more detail on our Patreon's Twitch stream. So first up in the pig pen, he goes by the name of David Rosenberg. Dave, what do you have for us today? Folks, allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
What's the worst thing about America? Right? And yes, I know I'm getting a bit political. And
it's gotta be, I don't know, the inflation.
The inflation.
When I say living in fear of, a gun attack.
A gun attack. Jeff, well.
Yeah, I guess I would. I'm switching to gun attack, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could argue our literacy rates aren't as high as we'd like them. And sure, we all have a little extra Pillsbury dough in our belly. And sure, our justice system is a bit corrupt. And sure, the insider trading that these politicians are doing is unholy. And on and on and on. But when it comes down to it, we murder each other at very alarming rates. And how do we murder all these people? Well, you guessed it. It's the guns.
Oh, I was right.
Heart disease.
Yeah. And I, for one, am a big proponent of guns.
David, what the hell?
Let me say that up front.
Don't say that.
Studies show there's 3 guns for every person in America. So don't check me on that. And I'm thinking to myself.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, Jeff, how the heck can I get in on this super lucrative business? Hmm? Isn't that what you're thinking?
No.
Yeah.
And that's when it hit me. Goliath Industries is proud to announce the very first of its kind, the Goliath Guardian. Now, what is the Goliath Guardian, you may ask? Well, I open the gun range to any questions, Jeff. What do you what do you think the Goliath Guardian is?
Ah, it sounds cool,
number one.
So I feel like it doesn't even really matter what it is.
All right, well, you guessed it, Jeff. The Guardian is the very first direct-to-consumer, high-powered, formidable shield crafted with steel and adorned with intricate designs. It's sturdy construction. Its sturdy construction offers unparalleled defense, while its mystical properties provide protection against assault. A symbol of strength and protection, it's the ultimate guardian in battle. The Goliath Guardian retails for $400. Now, who's coming with me?
Wow.
So it's a physical thing. I thought it was something like ADT.
Yeah, it's a big metal shield. No, it's a big metal shield.
Yeah, like, you know, we were...
like a Captain America shield.
It's true. It's like, you know, there's so many guns. Why is there not, like just body armor flying around as frequently as there's guns? It's like, shield up.
Well, yeah. And many years ago, I think I pitched a bulletproof backpack, but...
which I believe they came out with.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they? But the shield, I think, is going to be a lot more versatile.
Yeah, it almost feels, I don't know, like you have to, it sounds heavy, you have to hold it all the time.
Well, you could have smaller shields.
What about some sort of penguin-like umbrella that you kind of opened up?
We do,
and the bullets
Jeff,
fly off of
we
that.
Do everywhere from 10-pound shields, which a 10-year-old or, you know, younger can hold, all the way up to your 15, 60-pound shields for your big, bulky guys that are worried about attacks at their local gym. And you can lift these two as weights. They double as weights.
Right.
So you can.
That's cool because then all of a sudden.
Break it in half and you're doing shoulder presses, dude.
You can kind of. The stronger you are, the bigger of a.
Yeah, bigger the shield can
pussy
be.
Pussy you become.
What are you talking about, dude? If someone's firing at you at like an outdoor mall, you're going to want one of these fuckers.
Yeah.
Just strap it to your back. It's badass. There's no reason why people should have open carry guns and not open carry shields.
So what makes this better than the backpack? Because you can store stuff in that shield.
No, this is like something that you want people to know you have because it inspires fear in them.
How does the shield inspire feel?
Fear, because someone is not going to come walk up on you knowing that you might have the knowledge and wherewithal to use a weapon of this magnitude. You're all of a sudden you're a warrior that doesn't need bullets to win a fight. You trust the instinct of your own blood and sweat.
Right, so they're going to use the shield and then be able to eventually attack the
shooter.
Yeah, you block
the bullets and then you slice and dice.
It's a heroic thing, or they're throwing the shield.
That's whatever you
want to
do with it. You can even play with it if you're, you know, they're fun to play with too.
Right, a little frisbee action maybe.
No, they're way heavier than that.
Maybe kids start trading them in school, different colored hologram frisbees that are also doubling. No,
that works. I'm on board with that. Sell it at, like, those Scholastic book drives.
You can buy a Clifford the Big Dog eraser and a shield.
Dude, I think it's a great idea, and I just need to find a steel guy.
I got Maddie. Maddie's my steel guy, locally sourced, privately owned.
So how... I just like steel in general, but I guess we need to figure out how thick it needs to be bulletproof. We need like the Mythbusters
or something. Well, I thought it was, I thought there was some magic involved.
That's something we don't like to talk about, Jeff, because people kind of think we're, you know, spiraling the loony bin. But we have seen we have seen some magical properties come about when people use these in a proper way. There's nothing like having a bullet come at you and then be deflected by a big titanium steel shield that you're holding, Jeff. They say it's better than having an orgasm.
And do you think these people, what do you think the kind of the Venn diagram of the people that have the shields but also guns?
Large, I think. I think those are actually probably going to be our biggest consumers because they're already familiar with
the danger.
Yeah. And a lot of these can be, you know, 10 inches in diameter and fan out to 20 inches, Jeff.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. I feel like it's got to, like, expand.
Yeah, it does expand. It fans out.
The fan out is pretty cool. It's a much better adjective than expand.
Ideally, it's the size of a ring, and then it just opens up.
Yeah. We're back to the mythical nature of it all.
Correct.
It like mushrooms out.
Yeah.
Or like flowers out, you know?
It's very Green Lantern-ish.
Yeah. It's like a personal shield.
Yes.
No matter what. You don't have to be like nimble to catch the bullets because that's it seems
You just need
difficult.
To block your body kind of, and your face. You know, you just want to block your face most of all. You can take the body shots.
It's almost like the Bwonzi in that way.
A little bit.
It's just a protective layer.
And we sell them in bundles of family bundles of 4 and 5. You know, if you're going with your family to the mall, all of a sudden it's not weird for little Timmy to have it if Daddy Bob is rocking one, you know? And all of a sudden
– Dad Bob.
Dad Bob. And so what we're thinking is that we're not selling single units of these products. We're actually selling mostly in packs of 4 and 5.
Right. It's like your Pokemon cards and maybe there's a hologram shield involved.
Yes. Yep. But we also allow you to customize them. That's one of the most fun parts about it. So, yeah, you can buy a mystery bag and we have around 7 to 10% of our consumers on a yearly basis doing that. But in general, you know, people are doing the customizable. You know, a lot of the popular ones for the little girls or the Barbies. We don't say the word Barbie, but it looks very much like Barbie.
Shelley.
Shelley. Barbara. It's a Barbara. And, you know, for the kids, they like the little boys like their Paw Patrol. You know, that you got a bunch of dogs in cop costume.
That's copaganda.
Yeah, copaganda. Of course, Dad wants his Punisher logo, you know, the skull and bones.
Yeah. Dad wants to show maybe the – what's the flag there? It's the don't tread on me snake.
Right. And then, of course, Mom is going to round out everything with, you know, her best. Mom just loves that.
Are you typing?
Am I typing?
It's Chugyism, you know, live, laugh.
Right. Yeah. It's like what wine gets better.
Live, laugh, dodge.
Yeah. Age gets better with wine, I think, is one a good one.
Mm.
You like those?
Better with wine.
Yeah.
And that's printed on the shield.
Yeah,
it's
like
as
a little
it fans out.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the idea. It's the Goliath Guardian. We're really excited to get into this industry. We think there's a lot of room for excitement and money to be made.
Oh, time to move on.
And we think this is...
Oh, boy, she's really pushing you forward.
Yeah, well, I like that, Jeff. You need someone to push you. So,
someone's got to keep the show going, you know what I mean? Like, you two would just, you know, cats in a bag, just fucking...
Did you catch any in that last 10 to 15 or
no,
not?
No, I was on Instagram.
Well, you missed some golden nuggets there, I think, because... We are starting to get very excited about this idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I like the ring thing, too.
Can you
I thought
start
that was real
like
hit.
A GoFundMe and be like, hey, I need to raise this much money to hire someone to do this thing?
Yeah, I think that was what whatchamacallit was all about. Indiegogo. And then what was the other big one?
GoFundMe?
Task. No, no, it was for specifically for products. Come on, movies
Kickstarter.
Yeah, I think they team tried to unionize and they fired everyone and liquidated the company or something like that.
That's about right. So that's the idea. I know Anna wants to watch this Knicks game, so let's just end the episode there. And
I have an idea.
No, kidding, no idea.
Yes, of course.
Yes, so no. You're just getting tired. Why don't you hold your breath for a little bit and it'll help you wake up.
What does that mean?
Jeff, that's not okay to say.
Put a paper bag over your head for a second and breathe slowly, and then it'll get
the
endorphins going. This is how you train for...
Jeff likes to call girls sweetie and honey. Jeff, what's your idea, by the way?
So, guys, we're coming up to that spring season, reaching into March. Happy leap year for everyone, leap day. That was always exciting. I don't recall actually celebrating it 4 years ago, but it is nice that we're getting back to that daylight savings. The clocks go an hour back this Sunday.
The Oscars is going to be an hour longer.
I mean, I think that's what happened. I believe it happens at 2 a.m., but, you lose an hour, right?
Yes.
No, you gain an hour.
Spring forward, you lose an hour.
Spring forward, you lose an hour. What if I were to tell you there is a kind of a fun way to go about this time change where everyone's a little kind of confused for 3, 2, 4 days, here and there, right?
Mm-hmm, I'm listening.
Would that kind of get your butter churning or not?
Yeah, it does.
Well, allow me to introduce a pretty fun idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys, do you have any guesses as to what it could be?
Something that, like the Purge, where during this 1 hour you can kill whoever you want.
No, and I mean, that's a darker version of what it actually is. It's called the time traveling alarm clock, and it gives you that punch button punch of going back in time that 1 hour, where you get to relive that 1 hour. So it is a Purge in the sense that it's like maybe Groundhog Day meets Purge if you want to kill someone, but it's just kind of that reset clock. Okay, so you redo that past hour.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic related.
Oh, we guys are, the well has really run dry for us all.
Right.
Huh?
So say you want to say you never got to say that line to that person, the jerk store called in the past hour, though?
Yeah, it's like, why only stop at an hour if it's magic? Why not just say that because you can go all the way back?
That's the rule. That's the rule.
Your rule sucks.
Well, but maybe that's in the rom-com movie. It's the 1 hour. It's called Daylight Savings, and they're saving money for the wedding ring.
Rom-com number two coming through.
Someone's got love on his mind, and he has
spring forward.
Why don't you write a screenplay so that we can finally get some dough?
Spring forward is about prematurely ejaculating.
Jesus, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, why don't you sell one of these movie scripts for like real? 200 grand? You always hear someone winning best writer who's, just out of nowhere,
Sell the script.
Well, I'm not out of nowhere though. No, I have a history.
Yes, of course.
A professional history.
Yeah, yes. What happened to your other script that you had? Let's write another one.
Yeah, just for the world.
Well, you were thinking actually the animated movie really should have been made.
Jeff, you should post Animal on Reddit.
Yeah, it's who's gonna bother?
Why don't you ask someone to make the movie?
Jeff, maybe when
I'm talking about like a friend of yours or something.
Oh, those movies cost $40 million bucks to me.
Well, Vinny makes like animated movies, doesn't he? Like, why don't you ask for his advice and getting this shit started? If he says,
Jeff, make the movie and then sell it. Don't sell the movie and then make it. And now I think this new.
You can't just make a movie. Yeah. This is why I'm really excited for the video AI. I put in my prompts for the animated movie. I actually just copy and paste the script. It comes out with the perfect animated movie.
I think that is a possibility in the future.
The future is now, Dave.
Yeah, no, AI is going crazy. Stocks are going nuts.
I
just have
to make sure I click copy and paste before someone else does.
Well, I just think there's a lot of people are going to be making content real soon. So, you know, the playing fields are going to be leveled, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, every couple of years you get a leveling, which is really nice for the next gen. If you feel like you missed out on the last Bitcoin, she just peaked at 69K.
Yep. And that's why you want to go back that hour so you can buy low, sell high.
You go back that hour, yes. So a lot of people talk about,
but the thing is, you should be able to
the lottery. You should be able to go. Right? Maybe some people use it.
So you can go back any hour at any point, perhaps in the year.
No, you can only
multiple times.
No, I think you have to do it within the hour. It has to be an immediate thing. It's pushing of a button.
It's a watch that you dial, and then you get to go back an hour in time.
Jackie Chan movie.
The tuxedo. That's not what that was really about. But we have so much fun here. We're so happy. Everyone's in the nation rocking out with their cockins out. Dude, we party so hard. I am so fucked up all the time. No, but in reality, all I eat is fruit. And I actually
you do eat a lot of fruit. You're so good.
And I actually do this new thing now.
Actually, too much fruit's bad for you.
Is it?
Too many seeds.
I think they say too many.
Eating the seeds. And speaking of seeds, what I was just about to say, though, is that I now buy opened pistachios, so I'm not having to get them out of the shell. They're actually pretty expensive for not too many of them.
It's a convenience thing.
But it's very nice. They come in a lot of different flavors. It's that pistachio brand. I can never get over how well they branded the pistachio by calling
it. Isn't it called just pistachio?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can they just do that?
I feel like, you know,
it's like
first,
a five or two.
You know, it's like the people that started calling oranges oranges.
Right. But orange isn't like a brand. Or is it? No. Sound off in the comments.
Florida oranges.
Well, you're onto something there, but no one's. Yeah.
And as always.
Oh, my Lord.
What? What do you want?
And Jeff and I are, you know, kind of on a good wavelength. You know, we're kind of chilling and vibing with each other.
You didn't even bring up my mask going on here, David.
Yeah, I was. That's what I forgot to say early on in the episode.
Yeah,
everyone,
peacocking?
Jeff is wearing a sleep mask above his glasses and below his headphones, which are
it's
above
almost like
his
a thicker
mustache.
Headband, but it also kind of contours to the shape of your head a little more. And it allows you that soft satiny feel of, I believe, the night mask with the comfort of it around your head.
I respect that. And I think there's a way that you can sort of do a good blend. Expound and sort of blend that sleep mask and that headband so that they are one unit.
Yeah. Because when you're ready to go, it pops up. It's almost Vision Pro-y.
It's like a visor.
Apple Vision Pro-y analog. Yeah. I'm checked in, I'm tuned out. I'm going to take
right,
a quick
I'm snoozing.
Five.
I'm snoozing. Yeah. I need five. And maybe there's a countdown on it so people can see on the outside.
Ah,
3 minutes.
That's cool.
2 minutes. That's like what Google's going to be like in the future. NVIDIA.
Right.
It's
right.
Never too late to buy NVIDIA.
You can't talk to Jeremy right now. He's in standby mode.
He's on snooze. Yeah. He's do not disturb. And it's just
maybe you can stand up at some point and do that. You know, Apple makes a boot.
Yeah, dude, Apple's on some pretty tough times these days. The stock has year to date dropped 7%, which there goes my trust fund, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny because it's fucking true. And as always, stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Walking out the door, robbed the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, makes it more purpose. Now an open screw. Saw the name with two dudes. Innovation, I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.